Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Doc Tom's Pet Company, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic on the north end of Bad Axe. Doc Tom's Petco, offering top quality pet food, supplies, and products local veterinarians trust. Visit them for all your pet needs. Daylight Savings Time, DST, will begin at 2 a.m. Sunday, November 2nd, with clocks being set back 1 hour. The change will be automatic for most smartphones, computers, tablets, and other digital devices. However, those who use an analog clock will manually have to make the time change. For example, microwaves, wall clocks, and others, of course. The change means earlier sunsets and shorter afternoons. For those who are unsure what to do for the time changes that happens in March and November, the easiest way to remember how the time change goes is in the fall, you fall back, in spring, you spring forward. In 2005, President George W. Bush enacted the energy bill that extended daylight savings time by 4 weeks beginning in 2007. Under the act, daylight savings time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. Fire departments urge changing the batteries in smoke and carbon monoxide devices when they are changing the clocks. And on Tuesday, October 28th, at 10:18 a.m., a Port Huron police officer was dispatched to a residence in the 3500 block of Williamsburg Drive to handle a neighbor dispute related to an animal complaint. While speaking with one of the involved parties, the officer learned that the individual had an active warrant for her arrest. When the officer informed the woman that she was being placed under arrest, she began to resist. During the encounter, a second woman identified as a suspect's roommate attempted to interfere and prevent the officers from taking the woman into custody. While the officer was attempting to gain control of the situation, the roommate intentionally released two large dogs from their cages inside the home. Both dogs charged toward the officer. Fearing for his safety, the officer discharged his firearm as the dogs advanced. The officer was able to retreat safely and waited for backup officers to arrive. Both women were taken into custody once additional officers arrived and were lodged at the St. Clair County Intervention Center. As a result, Julia Ann Francis Piper, 21, was arraigned on charges of assault with a dangerous weapon, felonious assault, and assaulting, resisting, obstructing a police officer. Also, Paige Marie Armstrong, 23, was arraigned on a charge of assaulting, resisting, and obstructing a police officer. Armstrong was given a $10,000 personal recognizance bond, and Piper was given a $5,000 personal recognizance bond. Both women are scheduled for a probable cause conference on November 12th at 9 a.m. and a preliminary examination on November 19th at 10 a.m. before Judge Armstrong. One dog sustained non-life-threatening shoulder and foot injuries and was released to family members along with the second uninjured dog. The Port Huron Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division continues to investigate the incident. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that Michigan will be home to a new OpenAI Stargate facility developed with Oracle and Related Digital, a multi-billion dollar project that marks the state's largest one-time investment. The data center, located in Saline Township, is expected to generate over 2,500 union construction jobs, more than 4,500 permanent on-site tech positions, and create an additional 1,500 jobs locally. The site will feature advanced technology, including a closed-loop water system and efficient energy use, all designed to minimize environmental impact and preserve farmland and natural areas. Related Digital also pledged $14 million for local fire departments, a community fund, and farmland preservation. Michigan was chosen for its skilled workforce, access to local universities, and support of bipartisan legislation aimed at lowering costs for high-tech infrastructure development. Construction is set to begin in early 2026, positioning Michigan as a leader in AI, advanced manufacturing, and sustainable technology. When we come back after this Doc Tom's Pet Company sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Hi, this is Jessica from Doc Tom's Pet Company. We're excited to be holding our annual Paws and Claws photo shoot with Mr. and Mrs. Claus on November 8th from 11 to 1. A great opportunity for your Christmas photos and a perfect time to shop for your furry family members. Join us on November 8th from 11 to 1.
And we're back with in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, police in Tennessee are investigating a deadly shooting inside a plastics manufacturing plant that left two supervisors dead and a suspect in custody. Authorities say a worker opened fire during the shift change, but the exact motive is still unknown. Co-workers described chaos as employees rushed to safety and counseling services are being offered to all staff impacted by the tragedy. The factory has suspended operations. While the investigation is ongoing, community leaders are calling for enhanced workplace security measures. Local officials have expressed condolences to the families of the victims. And in our international news, the Dutch parliamentary election has ended in a virtual tie between a far-right movement and the centrist party, delaying coalition talks. Analysts anticipate weeks or even months of negotiations to form a new government. The closeness of the vote reflects Europe's increasing political fragmentation over issues like immigration and climate change. No party appears able to govern without forming a broad coalition. The situation is being closely monitored by European Union leaders. Voters have cited the cost of living and personal security as their top concerns. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. And that from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Doc Tom's Pet Company, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic on the north end of Bad Axe. Doc Tom's Pet Co., offering top quality pet food, supplies, and products local veterinarians trust. Visit them for all your pet needs.